Well, there are consequences when you have bad behavior, right? Generally true, consequences, part of what makes America great is that we have a system of laws that most people have to follow. You and I do. Some elites don't seem to, but these college protesters, the ones disrupting colleges all over America, they want amnesty now. Once they realize they've been thrown out of class, their grades are in jeopardy, their graduation is in jeopardy, their tuition, their scholarships, all in jeopardy once you get arrested, you see. Because all of these schools have rules about this, and they want amnesty. I wonder what my next guest thinks about that. Pete Hoekstra, former ambassador to the Netherlands, served in the House for 18 years, Intelligence Committee chair for a period of time, and also deeply involved in Michigan politics as the chair of the Republican Party there. Pete, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you. Thank you.
So, these kids want amnesty. What would Pete say if he was in charge?
I would say that we have created an atmosphere where that is exactly what these kids should be expecting. I'm not quite sure why you're upset.
I'm not upset. They're upset.
I mean,
because they're not getting amnesty, a lot of them. They're getting thrown out of school.
Yeah,
they're getting
scholarships
going away and so forth. Well, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, Steve, that's the, like I said, that's the new environment that we have created for, you know, what people who want to be treated as adults, they're now expecting amnesty. Why? Because many of these kids 3 or 4 years ago, or their brothers or sisters, signed up for student loan, said, you know, if we go to XYZ University and the government pays $25,000 a year towards our tuition, we will guarantee that we will pay those student loans back. And now we have a president in place who says, now that, yeah, you signed the contract, but that doesn't mean anything. Go ahead. You know, we'll forgive your student loans. And the kids are thinking, oh, hey, that's a pretty good deal.
What a deal.
They look at our southern border, they look at the southern border and they say people come across the border illegally. No consequences there. Actually, they get a pretty good deal. They get a phone. I don't know what else they get, credit card, and they're a bus ride somewhere and maybe a plane ride somewhere, and they're in America.
No.
Now, it is absolutely unbelievable, this
new
culture that we are creating.
Yeah, we get taken for a ride, Pete, the American taxpayer. That's what I've heard about all that. We get taken for a ride there. So one of these kids that is learning that they might not graduate, their financial aid is in trouble, everything's in trouble because they got jammed up and arrested at Columbia, this feels very dystopian. A comparative literature and society major, she is. A comparative literature and society, you're a society major. What job do you get with that, by the way? I saw that, I sort of assessed. What the heck is that? Anyhow, it's a joke, right? It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, it is. And, like you said, the taxpayer gets holding the bag on this. And it's not us, Steve, but it's also their fellow classmates. You know, some of these schools have now what? They've canceled school. They've closed their campus for the rest of the year. So these kids want amnesty. As the college has been forced to close their campus, their classmates may not be able to graduate. They won't have a graduation ceremony, but they're saying, "Oh, give me a break! I didn't know there were going to be there's actually going to be consequences to what I did. That is a unique concept.
What a concept!
Now, I mean, who came up with that idea?
White supremacist, Pete. White supremacist.
Yeah.
Anyhow, all right. Let me be done with that for a second. Let's talk about Michigan. I keep looking at the polling in Michigan. It keeps getting better for Donald Trump and Republicans overall. It looks like of all the swing states, first of all, I don't think Georgia and North Carolina are swing states anymore, but you're the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Came through a storm for you to get there, but that's where we are, and you're rebuilding the party and the structure statewide. Where do you see Michigan right now? I mean, I'm seeing some polls that show Donald Trump by 4 or 5 points. It seems a little optimistic to me, but what are you really feeling? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think from the last two election cycles, presidential election cycles, we've seen that the polls were way, way wrong. In 2016, you know, nobody predicted Trump to win the election, more or less, even coming close in Michigan, and we won Michigan. So I don't trust the polls. I run like we're in Michigan, like we're, like we're tied, and we're going to do everything we can to push across the finish line. So I forget about the polls, but, you know, hey, when you're talking to, when you're talking to folks, it's this whole push. Gordon Chang had a great article out over the weekend, covered on Fox News, that talked about, the Chinese Communist Party and their intent to destroy the U.S. auto industry. And I believe that is true.
Of course it is.
Yet Michigan is funding it. And, this whole EV push, the union workers in Michigan, they're looking for somebody else. I talk to a lot of young people, younger adults with one or two kids, they're saying, hey, our grocery bills have basically
doubled,
almost doubled, in the last couple of years. They're getting hammered. And the most important thing, I think over the weekend, these are the polls that I do kind of believe, 60% of people are saying that they see the Biden administration as being a failure. And they're looking fondly back at the Trump years.
Yeah, we talked about off the top here, the new Gallup poll shows Joe Biden's approval rating, 38.7%. It's the lowest mark ever in 70 years of asking this question. He's behind Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
He's behind Jimmy Carter. He's behind Barack Obama. And by the way, Donald Trump's ahead of all three of those people at this time in his presidency, just for the record. And he's behind Donald Trump. Oh, my God, how could that happen? It's happened.
Yeah, because people are looking at it. Like I said, they look at their grocery bills. Gas prices in Michigan are fluctuating, from week to week. I don't know how they fluctuate this much, but, they're going from 339 to 389, for the last three, 4 weeks. That's where they've been. But even, it gets scary in Michigan with the amount of driving that many of our folks do, where you're happy and you say, hey, I got to stop. Gas is at 339 today. Because tomorrow may be at 359. So gas prices are hammering. There's not a single thing that you can look at today where you're saying, oh man, at least we're, involved in any wars. Excuse me. We just sent $100 billion, to other countries
to prop up war,
because of the wars that they are involved in. They look at the unrest on campuses. They still look at the border. And all of these things, and it's like,
Let me ask you this, Pete. We got about 20 seconds left. Let me ask you this. I've got 20 seconds here. Does Donald Trump win Michigan?
I think he really, really does. He's coming back on Wednesday. He's going up into the Saginaw area. I think it's still a long ways away. But
it is.
He can, and I think he will. Michigan will win. We're building momentum. We're not losing momentum.
Got to leave it there. Pete Hoekstra, a pleasure as always. By the way, as Pete mentioned, Donald Trump in town Wednesday. I will be there in person, and so we'll report from there. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit adoptuskids.org for more information.